A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest and a brief detention of Zimbabwe's Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana on Monday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
No, this is not the first time that this has happened. The predecessor to Mr. Tomana, he was Mr. Sobhuza Kulandebele. He was arrested in 2007 on similar charges. I believe that this is more to do with the politics than with the legal issues.
Zvanga zviri right kuti vambogara kumba, vambozorodzewa nyaya yekusvika yapera. And zvese zvina kunyatso kumira mucha because munhu wacho achanga achivatongawo ari kuprosecutor isappointment yavo.
Nako ke ukubotsa kwake do vanyo kutshengisa kuti mhlawumbe ava kugatha oluvusayo iexecutive angabe sebehama ukuthi bangenele kundlela ayenza ngayo izinqumo kumacala afika kuye ukuba atsho ukuba angathuthiswa noba angathuthiswa ukuthi kule cala noba akula cala.
Ndiva zvakatova vasibaunzi avo vagare kumba but sotarisa maitikiro azvo zvinotora dzazvo kuenda kubasa kwacho kunotomuka nekuti ivo kandoo vanenge vachifarwa kuunza nyaya dzekuthuchisa. Saka kana iri muthuchisi ari iye ari kuthutswa anogouya sei kubasa saka izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvinogona kumira.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of the country's Prosecutor General, Johannes Tomana.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the country's leading legal minds and opposition parties have condemned the arrest of Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana, calling it an assault on the rule of law and the justice delivery system. But the state maintains that he criminally abused his office and by releasing two army officers detained on January 22nd for allegedly attempting to bomb Kushungu Dairies Private Limited, President Robert Mugabe's family business in Mazowe near Harare.
What does this arrest mean in terms of the rule of law? The country's major opposition parties have released statements condemning the latest action. And the first one comes from the Movement for Democratic Change, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. And there's a statement from Honorable Jesse Majome, who is the party's Secretary for Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, and the statement reads, and I quote, the MDC is bemused by the startling arrest and prosecution of the Prosecutor General. The MDC hopes that this sensational development is a big lesson to the Prosecutor General and all law enforcement authorities and officials that they must pursue justice and fairness and respect the constitutionality, enshrined fundamental rights and freedoms of everyone, including those they consider as political foes or low social status. And there's another statement from the People's Democratic Party, led by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti. And the statement is from their spokesperson, Jacob Mafume, and it reads, and I quote, "While we are tempted to say the chickens are coming home to roost, we, however, must hasten to add that Tomana, as the head of the National Prosecution Authority, or NPA, should show gratitude to the call by democratic forces in ensuring that the independence of the work of the Prosecutor General was enshrined in the new constitution." So you can see, Gibbs, that the opposition parties are clearly saying that, you know, they don't agree with what has happened, but they all seem to be having serious issues with Tomana the man. Hongo ka hamadza diwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitaura nezvekumbosungwa kwemuchuchesi mukuru wehurumende wenyika vaJohannes Tomana vaTomana vakambochengetedzwa vari mutirongo nemapurisa nemuswe muvhuro vachizopiwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso kana kuti yatingati bail ye 1000 nezuro vachibva vamboburitswa asi nhasi vanga vaenda kubasa asi magweta ari kuti panenge pakatyorwa mutemo pamasungiro avakaitwa nekuti kana munhu akaita saivo kana kuti mutongi pachifungidzirwa kuti atyora mutemo panenge pachisungirwa kuti paumbwe dare kana kuti tribunal inoongorora nyaya iyi dare iroro ndo rinozoenda kune mutungamiri wenyika roti nyaya iyi ingadai yakabatwa so asi zvanga zvisingafaniri kuitwa sezvo taurwa namagweta kuti chiripo ripocho mapurisa anoerekana ati vaTomana ngavaendeswe mutirongo pari kunzi pakatyorwa bumbiro remutemo asi sezvamanzwawo vamwe vanopikiswa vaTomana vari kuti inenge nguruve iri kukangwa nemafuta ayo Gibbs
spido futi zakuruma lowa eligote rikulu usovusagula ndeve lizono ngokuruma kwake iye wakuwabotshwa ngokutsho kwake so kuti kunzima ukuti nxa ungu-prosecutor general uphinde ubotshwe khonaphani kuti ungabotshwa abafana laba abancane baye bengazani bayakwethuka nxa bekwethuka kutsho means ukuti umthetho kawuhambi kuhle so sifuna ukuzwa ke ngabantu ukuthi batheni. So I'm told that we've got our first guest.
Yes, our first guest is a lawyer, or rather, more aptly, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who is in Johannesburg, South Africa. He is a senior researcher with the Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, really, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So what is your take on this issue, Mr. Mavinga? That's obviously the first question.
You know, what is happening is that there has been a serious violation of Zimbabwe's constitution, because a person like the holder of the post of prosecutor general, we are not talking about the individual Johannes Tomana, the holder of the office, but that office is a constitutional office. And what has happened is the manner of his arrest is unconstitutional, because it is clearly provided for in terms of the Constitution how, if there are any issues pertaining to his office, such how the police are supposed to proceed, how government is supposed to proceed. The police should not be involved even. So what is happening is seriously embarrassing and humiliating and unbecoming in terms of when you look at the office of the Prosecutor General. It should not have happened. But it shows you the state of justice in Zimbabwe. What we have been saying for a long time as Human Rights Watch, how highly politicized and partisan these institutions like the police have become. Now they are effectively doing the bidding of political actors. We may not understand today, but it is clear that it is not the pursuit of justice that has motivated Tomana's arrest, but something else, which might be a politically motivated unconstitutional arrest, which has happened. So people may dislike Tomana the person, but the bottom line is that his arrest is unconstitutional. What has happened is really a constitutional crisis has been triggered and should not have happened.
But Mr. Mavinga, are you at all surprised that there are some who are not shedding any tears for Mr. Tomane?
Well, I'm not surprised given how Tomane himself conducted his business while Prosecutor General, because he was also selective and partisan in ways. And in some cases, like the case of Beatrice Mtetwa, he went out of his way to persecute through prosecution, really. So this is why some people would think that, you know, this is about chickens coming home to roost. But the reality is that it is a signifier. It points to a breakdown in the rule of law. It points to really things fall apart. And how factionalism in ZANU-PF has seeped itself and permeated and is now reflective in what's happening with to Tomane and others. This is not the end of it. We have not seen the last of it, but really it is a third indicator of the state of affairs in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of the country's prosecutor general, Mr. Johannes Tomane Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, I think you still remember that the former prosecutor, the former attorney general, Sobhuza Kulandebele, was once arrested and faced the same accusations. So at the end of the day, you know, these accusations don't seem to stick. So why would the government be pursuing such matters, you know? Why are they fishing around?
Well, it's political. It's political. So when you want to look for the answers, you have to look at the relationship that Tomane has with certain political actors. And obviously, he will be assigned or apportioned to a faction. And this is why he is facing all these troubles. It is clear that he has been at the receiving end of insults with at one point the first lady. And now the issue which has been pointed to is very curious and funny issue, actually, of the so-called four intelligence guys who wanted to bomb the Bushingo Diaries, President Mugabe's family business. So it's very strange that this has become all of a sudden a very big issue. But the bottom line is there are some political figures who want to deal with Tomane but do not want to use the constitutional route because the issues will not stick. So this route is faster, it humiliates, and it gets rid of him, as was done with Kulandebele. And also remember, a number of judges have been arrested in similar fashion. We have Justice Faraza, who was also really arrested and humiliated and ousted out of office, and then he has to leave the country. So it's a way of dealing brutally with opponents who hold high office, but in a way that violates the rule of law, that violates the constitution, and that, in the end of the day, removes all kinds of respect or confidence, public confidence, in our judiciary system and justice system.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. If you may move a bit from where you are, I think at the end we were losing you. Tineva Terere Gibbs.
Yes. Mwan. Yes. Lomnumzanu, welcome. Okhona ngale ke eGoli. Baba, welcome. Kunjani?
Khona linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Eh, kunjani khona beGoli?
Hayi, lapha kukati izulile nethe yokwena.
Yeah, so akujo ungathi ngodawo lokubotshwa kaTomane.
Ya, yanya libona indawo kaTomane. So manje lobuhlungu lolidaba. But kodwa la embona indaba esiyenza mina sisihambe kahle la.
Ujo nxa sisho njalo mnumzane.
Ya, kulo mthetho lwana waphuma last year. Okwendiswa kwabantwana abancane. Ya, yho athi zombona sathi ngasayenzi kahle. Kunezinye izinto athi seziyenza, hhayi bona ngathi ngasayenzi kahle.
So ke wena ubona ngazani nxa kungabotshwa igqoda elikhulu elelizwe, kambe kuhamba njani sibili ngombono wakho?
Ya, into esibuhlungu le.
Pho manje ungabotha igqotha elikhulu, pho mina lawe ke kuhamba njani?
Iphutha ubufakazi ukuthi liyenze kanjani.
Mm. Awona ubona zathi asikhulume sibili mnumzana welcome la. Kambe akukho okunye, akukho okunye ungani uchama zamnyama khona.
Hello?
Akukho ngani kuyachama zamnyama ungani akubuluvili banci. Wena ungwakho sibili. Awubonte ngxe ngabe kukhona kwepolitika okuphakathi kwalapha.
Yeah, umbona kunenkinga kuzizana khona phela.
Inkinga bani? Tshela uZulu phela mnumzana.
Angeze bengazi kahle but mbona ikhona esuketi yasithi singasahambi kahle.
Yo enjengani?
Phakathi kwakhe nebandla lezana.
Ngoba
ngalokuphuthuka.
Kungabe kuyini? Kungabe kuyini sibini?
Angeze bengazi kahle baba but mbona kule nto engahambanga kahle.
Aha. Ye kodwa nxa singathi nje utshaye ngamafitshane uthi-ke laba abantu okuthiwa babefuna ukuyabhomba khona ngale emzini ku-Dairy Farm ekamnumzana uMgabe. Kambe wena ukuthatha njani khonokho?
Hello?
Ukuthatha njani ukuthi kuthiwa kulalabo ababefuna ukuyabhomba eplazini likamongameli Robert Mugabe? Wena ukuthatha njani khonokho, ubona njani?
Hello?
Hayi, hayi kulungile, nxa usangizwa siza kudinga futhi sakufonela baba, siza kufonela.
Okay.
Yeah, what is amfonela ngoba iphone yakhe is cutting. So he was saying that maybe there's some political conflict within ZANU PF and that's why Mr. Tumana was arrested. But he's not happy about what Mr. Tumana is alleged to have uttered last time.
Mm-hmm.
Still remember the issue of early child marriages?
Yes.
He says there's something that he was not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he may deserve this kind of, you know, arrest, yeah.
And I think we have a short video that we want to play. Let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
To the constitution itself. So I'm here for the constitution. The prosecutor general is independent in the discharge of his functions. Certainly that discharge, in my view, cannot be reviewed by the police. You then get into serious problems. Where do they stop?
That, of course, is Mr. Tomana's lawyer there. Let's go to our callers tinemwe mutereri mukoma vati vanonzi wo kana kuti hondo makadi
ndipo makadi yebo
munonzi mukoma wo manje
ya ndipo
okay tipewo pfungwa dzenyu munoona sei
tingabva ndi kumusoro kwekuti tsungwa kwatumana kwaati nenge zviziva kuti tawirirana kugara kuripo mukati mebako ravo but yeah, I really like was the some extent the Gavan Gavasa the Dagitari to the Mutimun to the Bizeti Mizda de Macho and Munaka and Mutimun to the Ramapo de Gavan to the Arab Ritual. And he was a Gavan, I was like, ndiyo kana asina chindu chamusha ndeke kuti why zvipiwo vari ndivo vakazonominita kuti ndivo vakwanisa kunge vakaririsa vanhu vaida kunge vachibhomba iwo so kana pakashaika evidence ka pakashaika evidence ka hapana hauteni usinion pasina evidence kana pakashaika umbowo vakabva vati vanhu ngavabude
asi kamukoma wo tikati kana munhu achimbokanganisa akazokanganisirwawo toti tsvatuwaro zvingafamba here
ayo so zvinhu zvagara ndezvekuitika munyika tikandisvikawo kurudzida kutoti wezange tindeiko ndobva ndakusvikawo kuribosha zvinhu zvagara zvekutoitika hazvisi kana zvitsva kana zvekuti tingambotiita nechimwe chinhu chatingataura dichinyowani but chandiri kuona nenyaya yekuti pane kusawirirana kwagara kuripo within the party so kusawirirana kwese zvandosareiza maproblems yekuti vazenge vachisvika pakusunga and imsure kuti that is the true point because what I do zvava nepenyu yakadii tikadai nzinzo ende vai vazoeminimiza kuti ndee vazoreleasa nasi munhu akadzidzira basa rake andi ndee vakamuisa pachigaro vachiona kuti munhu akakodzera kuti ange achibatirana nevanhu saka zvinezvi kana akaona kuti vanhu haana mhosva ka akaona kuti vanhu haana mhosva because hapana kuiprejura evidence inoshandisa kutaridza kuti vanhu ava ndee vanhu vange vari vaida kana kuti ndee vakaremwa saka vachingooneka kuti havasindo vakaremwa saka zvakanaka kachose kuti vasiye but vachizomutora kuti vachida kumusina
akabvita
kuti dai vakasingapiwa nehashi sentenzi pavari kutoto zvii zvimazoonekwe kuti vamwe vana vanenge vachirwadzewo tanyeni minenge zvichirwadzedzeri dzedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma woo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, anoonaita basa nemi.
What Wo is saying is basically that Mr. Tomana is not approaching this subject with clean hands. He's saying that he's also allegedly responsible for abusing the rights of other Zimbabwean citizens. So he must enjoy a taste of his own medicine. Yes. But at the same time, he's saying that he's surprised that they are persecuting him like this. I mean, he was appointed on the basis that he is a competent lawyer. So if he takes a decision, it must be respected, Gibbs.
I guess okay. Umnumzana Udlebo Mhlanga was a phone in Konapa blessing. Baba Mhlanga, unga uchona njani? Hayi, ngikahle kunjani lapho khona khona?
Hayi, nokuyatshisa.
Ye, kuzalunga mfowethu, ungabe usewangi?
Ngiyakuthanda.
Okay, ye. Akutsho Baba Mhlanga. Udaba lolu lubona njani?
Ya, into khona yokuthi ubaba uThomana njengomthuthisi omkhulu wenze yenze sedali kwenze into eyangiva nithi ajayele ukuyenza vele awasekhosi ukuthi abantu ngathi isiqala sedilayva ngase silula ama-interest amakhulu. So into khona yokuthi yena wenze nje umsebenzi abantu kuzonke ukuthi hhayi kunabanye abantu wafanti lo angeke babaphathe njengabanye wasebakhulula nje okoze nabantu sengakwazi ukuthi i-gravity yecala langikhona ingakanani. But at the same time yena njengomphuthisi omkhulu ngiyemele anike ama-instructions kwi-prosecution. So kundaba khe ngubani ozanika ama-instructions elo muzo ngingawuhambisa kwabazi kakhulu ngomthetho omazinga lapho.
So bamavinjana khonapho ngembuza uMr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, there's a question here. He says we'll be giving instructions, you know, in the absence of Mr. Tomana.
Well, what happens is that the prosecution authority in Zimbabwe is actually called the National Prosecution Authority, NPA. And within this, the head of that authority is Tomana. But in his absence, there is a deputy who then discharges the mandate of the office of the Prosecutor General. But also, in light of that, the problem is that Tomana may be is being persecuted. It may not even be him directly who may have been responsible for this case of the Gushimo Dairy suited for. So we need to look at that as well, because when you prosecute the office, it is not necessary to go to the person and say that he should be arrested and arraigned before the court for a discharge of a function of his office or of a function of the National Prosecuting Authority, NPA.
Yeah, Baba Mhlanga, umzile lapho ekuphendula. Uzenjani impendulo yakhe? Ukhona icingwane Baba Mhlanga? Baba Mhlanga wana asamuzwa. Lokho khona Baba Mhlanga icingwane? Yeah, ungazani ifoni yakhe ngisibekiwe, kodwa siyethemba khona ngapho ke elupane nxa usizwa umsakazo. Uzulu Baba Mavinga kuphendule sithi ye nxa engekho-ke umnumzana uTomana ukhona oyabe ngani uyajujisa khonapho. So yena lowo muntu nguyabe khangela icala lakhe futhi ukuthi liqhutshwe ngonanzelelo njalo liqhutshwe kahle. Ye, ngithemba ukuthi uzwile khonokho Baba Mhlanga. Unjalo futhi
regai tiende kuBotswana kuna mkoma Bernard. Makadii mkoma Bernard?
Nothimba makadiwo.
Isu ndizozvo zvemutowa kumwe munyoro kumwe wakaoma. Kuri sei kuBotswana?
Hayi, kubetana kuri nani hako kugara asi kwapisa mapepa ari kunetsa.
Haiwanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonha, munofanira kuramba muchishingirira zvinoita chete.
Haiwa, tinotenda.
Hatitika taura henyu tinzwi.
Nyangu ndoda kungohandiida kunyatsokutora nguva yakawanda panyaya yevatomana. Vatomana munhu atoziva kuti munhu anozikama nekushungurudza vamwe vanhu. Imagina Blessing vatomana vakasunga vanhu vemdc vamwe vakanofira mujere vasina zvinhu zvavanga vaita pamusoro pazvo vamwe vari vapenyu vakahonda kukoti vakasvika vakaiswa discharge. Tomana angashamba basa rake ane side rokuti undiani undiani. Zvino izvi kana iye aenda kuchitokisi I don't feel sorry for him. And he's very lucky. I felt very sad when I heard he was actually to pay bail and he's now back at work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that. Tomana blessing just is not good for us as Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel if either he has done good or he has done bad, but mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, these guys who wanted to bomb Mugabe's farm,
mm-hmm.
they were actually still under the police investigation, or the investigations were still on.
Mm-hmm.
He released the guys. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? He wanted the guys to interfere with investigation, so he deserves to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we say it's wrong? Is that? You know, even Mugabe himself, he deserves to be arrested. There's something wrong. So, mm-hmm. Tomana's office is not the highest office in the land. He deserves to be in jail. He deserves to be interrogated.
Mm-hmm. Asika, Mkoma Bernard, apana ari kuti havafaniri kusungwa, asi pari kunzi panofanira kutedzerwa mutemo kuti kana vachida kusungwa ivo vaMugabe ndo vanoumba tribunal kana kuti dare revarume kana madzimai maviri matatu voongorora kwete kuti vanhu vanongoerekana vavasunga pari kutaurwa nyaya yemutemo kwete kuti yava Tomana semunhuwo zvake.
Papa, the way he used to harass other people, that is the way they're harassing him now. That's the way they're taking to harass him as well. He has to take it. And if I were Tomana, I think this is the time to learn to know I should deal with other people in the right manner. Yes, I hear what they're saying, the gentlemen, they're saying to say this is against the law. But, you know, when I'm disabled, I can't say much to his blessing. When I'm watching, I'm going to say the same case, I discharge.
I want to not end as Kurum Koma Bernard.
I want to not end as Machinda. You know, I don't feel sorry for him. It's either he's done good or bad.
That's your opinion, and we respect your opinion. That's Bernard there. You heard him. I think it's quite clear. But of course, we encourage our listeners to say Mr. Tomana is alleged to have done this.
Yeah,
you know, because we are not a court of law.
Right, yeah.
So anything against Mr. Tomana remains an allegation until the court says, you know, what he did is wrong, right?
Yeah.
So
not guilty until proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
So sike sizweke umnumzana Opri Moyo ecingweni khonapho. Opri kunjani?
Ngiyaphila la.
Injani kodwa kunjani lapho khona khonapho? Ungawusezibabo?
Ngisezimbabwe nisemanama.
Oye kunjani emanama?
Emanama egwanda. Kuyatshisa.
Amacimbi nya akulaluti.
Vele lo nyaka siwaboni.
Futhi bakithi ungathini ke ngodaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo baba.
Mbona ngani nxa kungukuthi kutholakale le cala la uyawuthola umvuzo ayejayele ukuyenzela kahle.
Mhm. Awumzweli vele ngitsho
Hello?
Awumzweli ngitsho la kancane.
Hayi, mina kangimzweli.
Mhm.
Angimzweli sibili, hayi, ngoba ezinye izinto ayezenza abantu babengela macala yena esenza ngani bala macala.
Kodwa ubona ngazani icala lakhe liyaqhutshwa kuhle yini, baba Moyo?
Mina la nxa lingaqhutshwanga kuhle kodwa bemvalela ngiyabembona. Anti laye wayengaqhubi kuhle ithiwa abantu.
Kuze buye
yebana koloka ekwenza abani naye namhla kumfikile
bamba konapo Moyo ungayika tshana sathi sithathe kefu kancane siyabuya kuwe ke sibe sesigqethisa konapho nje ngamafutshane.
Okay
ubambe. Yeah, bless you.
Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. Namkoma Muchineripi Bamu, Rambayo Muriparunari, Chadzuka Kwamuri. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.